It's Today FM's Claire Beck. One of my favourite things about festivals is those moments you never really plan. You head off to catch one act, bump into people you haven't seen in ages, get chatting to someone new about the band you've just discovered, and before you know it, you've found your spot for the day. If you're heading to All Together Now, make sure one of those spots is the Heineken Garden. It's the perfect place to regroup with your mates, soak up the atmosphere, and maybe even make a few new festival friends along the way. While you're there, you can try three brand new Heineken flavours that you won't find anywhere else. It's the perfect way to discover something a little different while you're taking a break between sets. Have an amazing weekend, and if you're looking for me, there's a good chance you'll find me somewhere near the music. Visit Heineken Ireland on Instagram to find out more. Over 18s only, drink responsibly. Get the facts, be drink aware, visit drinkaware.ie. Now, enjoy your podcast. Today FM.
Dave Moore on Today FM.
Hi, Dave.
I feel like saying welcome home because I don't know if you realize this, but we've adopted you as Irish now, Gracie. Is that cool?
I really appreciate it. I will take that and run with it. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're so welcome. And you have, I mean, your generations go back. It's definitely Irish in your blood.
This is true. This is true. I don't know if I can claim it, but I will. If you say that I can, I will start.
I am so excited about Daughter from Hell. How are you feeling about it now? I mean, it's at this kind of stage, this, I don't know, pre-release promo stage. Are you still in love with it?
Yeah. Oh, I am. Yeah. I was just talking about this with someone that it's like, it feels sort of like when there's always the stage before it comes out where, and kind of pre-announce where I'm like, oh, I never want anyone to hear it. Yeah. And it just belongs to me and my friends who I made it with. And then now I'm in the place where I can't wait for it to belong to everyone else and for the fans to just adopt it and for anyone who connects with it to take it and make it theirs, because that always actually sort of is what then catapults me into the next chapter of making things. So I feel I feel very grateful for all stages, and yeah, I can't believe it's coming out. It's kind of ridiculous.
I know,
riding the wave.
I'm thinking about how albums come together. Artists often talk about how they've worked their whole lives up until they release their debut album and they have that much to draw on. The second album then comes quick because the label is like, hey, this is a success, give me another one. Did the third one have a bit more room for you, or did it feel similar to the other two? How did it come about, the process itself?
They've all felt like they've been all very natural, to be honest, to make. Like, I feel very lucky. You know, you mentioned the label relationship. Like, I know everybody's experiences with labels are unique to them, but I've had such a privileged relationship with them, and that they've been so trustworthy of my process. And they also, you know that for me, writing has always come from a really diaristic place, and it's been my outlet. You know, before I knew them, it will be my outlet, I believe, till I die, you know, regardless of what audience I have or not. And so these albums were not born out of any kind of pressure. I think I had gotten in my head, you know, a little bit after the last album came out, just because it was doing things, moving in a way that I hadn't anticipated, and I don't think you can. There was just my own kind of enforcing of external pressures that no one else was asking me to feel or take on. And then that just went away over time. And now I feel really like free and unattached in terms of reception of this album. I think it's just like my metric for success is if it finds the right people, like who need it, and I might be able to lean on it and make them feel seen or heard in some way. Like, that's why I love music so much. It's always done that for me.
Daughter from Hell, because, like, I haven't heard the record yet, and not enough of it. I've heard a couple of the songs. But is Daughter from Hell an apologetic autobiography thing? Were you really a handful growing up? Like,
I was a handful, I think, for sure. And I think, you know, the older I get and the more I can sort of begin to see into my future and have ambitions of my own family one day, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I feel like I've been reflecting more and more on my childhood and, you know, what I put my family through. And like, I didn't anticipate that a song would come from that reflection, but it makes sense that it did, just because I really do cherish the relationship that I have with my family, and it feels very earned. You know, we all have had our fair amount of clashing with one another, but like dealing with that conflict head on has been such a life lesson, and I think has been the hard but correct approach, and has given us the like just endless well of appreciation that we have for one another now, you know.
That's
not that that didn't
cool.
exist for the rest of them, but it took me a minute to come around.
I get it.
So that song, is a bit of an apology, a thank you note, if you will.
A thank you, I get it. Is there a bit of a dichotomy about you in some ways, Gracie? Like, look, you're an artist, and in an ideal world, you'd be judged by your art, and that would be the end of the conversation. But we don't live in an ideal world, and people want to know things about you in your private life, and you know, you've kept that. I think very admirably at bay, and just gone, no, look, here's my music, here's my live show, here's what I do. And then on this record, you've got songs like that. You've co-written a song with Paul, obviously a man we know and love here. Is there is there an element of you feeling now maybe a little bit more comfortable with the two sides of things? You've got the openness, the honesty, but also the desire for privacy too. Like, are you balancing that a little bit differently now?
Yeah, I think it's kind of just... the older I get, the more I know myself, and therefore it's like easier to integrate these parts of my life that have felt in the past appealing to me to completely separate. And in reality, that just doesn't feel truthful. Like, there are things that will always remain private, for sure, but also it would be like, you know, dishonest if I didn't include this song about how much I love my parents and how, you know, terrible I feel for putting them through what I did. Or it would be untrue if I left out a song that felt really very much a part of the record that, you know, Paul and I wrote together, which again is not like, I think if it invites scrutiny or questioning, it's like there are these things that are just inevitable with like doing anything public facing. And so I think to personally bend to that would be such a shame and a bit of a waste of life, really. So I'm trying to not grip anything too tight and really, you know, sort of lean into the acceptance stage of knowing that there is just like the internet is a weird, funny place. I also understand, you know, having been such a hardcore fan of artists in my life, you have an inherent curiosity about, what they get up to, who they hang out with.
And we have so much more of that now because of social media, that, you know, that we have it in the palm of our hand, where we didn't have that when I was growing up. You know, you occasionally saw an article in a magazine or maybe saw an interview on MTV and was like, we're like, wow. But now it's like, hey, I wonder what like X person did today. I'll just check their Instagram.
Completely. Yeah, there's like more access, but I also do feel, so I understand it, but I also do feel like actually ultimately none of my business to an extent what people are curious about. It's just like kind of
going to be curious,
you know.
If Paul and you have written this song together, is there a danger, you know, that he becomes swelled with a kind of a big head about how talented he is about songwriting and comes home and goes every 5 minutes, hey Gracie, I wrote a new song for you, listen to this, and you have to just go, Paul, can you just calm down please?
I love every idea he has, so I would never reject a single one.
What a correct answer.
It's the truth.
I know. Actually, look, Paul and I have spent a good bit of time together, and his dad actually, Paul Sr., was on the show recently. And I think, look, I'm sure you know this, but you should just know how highly the two of them speak of you, both privately and publicly.
I love them so much.
Like, they're just, I mean, I'm assuming
the best family in the
world.
Yeah,
I was going to say, knowing the Mescals, the little I do, you know, as a family, they must make you feel so welcome when you're here.
Oh my God. I mean, no matter where we all are in the world, it's like, you couldn't ask to know a better group of people. So yeah, I'm extremely, extremely lucky to love them.
And speaking of family, I brought my then 10-year-old, now 11-year-old twin girls to see your live show, and the three are in it back in March.
Oh, bring them back, please.
Oh, I definitely will. I'll be bringing them back in April for sure.
Okay, good.
Look, your show was absolutely incredible. And I'd never seen you live before. I was so blown away. What an amazing show. But
that's so kind.
But it was so lovely to see, to bring my daughters to an artist that they are so in love with. And like, I look back today at the videos to kind of see, I wondered how many videos of Gracie's show did I take? I took so many videos, but they were of my daughters. Like, they weren't like,
Yeah.
It was looking at them, looking at you through their eyes. And I was just like, this is just amazing.
That's so sweet of them to care. And I love, it's like one of my favorite parts of doing shows, period, is like, there inevitably is this multi-gen thing that happens, even though I know the kind of, technically the target audience like would be that of your daughters, but there's like a, I don't know, I felt this growing up, like anytime I got to go to a show that my dad took me to, or that I went with, like, you know, friends and their parents, it's like there is such a sweetness where you see these hopefully kind of forever memories lodged in their heads. And I get to also watch our show through their eyes. Those are the faces I'm looking at the whole time, and it's such a gift. And it's like the whole point, really, isn't it?
Oh, definitely. Speaking of memories, do you remember in the Three Arena on that night back in March 2025, the crowd on the balcony where we were sitting, we did a thing where we lit our phones up.
Oh my God, the lights.
Tricolor of lights. So the green on the right, the white in the middle, and the orange on the left.
It was the coolest thing. It's like, how in the world? I'm also like, who's organizing this shit? Like, how is this happening? It's so cool. It's like, really, I don't know. You can't like believe how at home we get to feel in all of these cities across the world. Amazing. It shouldn't be that way, but it is. It's like, it turns out that like the common denominator in each of these cities is the generosity and the grace of the audience. So it does makes you want to give them the best possible version of a show. And I think for this album in particular, it was really like, once the songs are written, as we got into production and everything, it was like that was so top of mind, obviously. And, you know, Irish crowds are really beyond like, just top of the mountain. Wow. Fantastic.
Well, is there a song actually on the record that we haven't heard yet that you're so excited to perform live? Is there one you can give us a heads up? To guys, listen out for this one on the record, because when I come in April and do it, it's gonna be
one of them. Well, there's on two sides of the spectrum, both feel cathartic for me. One is called Good Reason, which is kind of like, well, I was going to say it's the one breakup song, so that's not actually, but it does, in my head, it's, I love playing that song.
Okay.
And there's something that feels kind of like, anyway, I love it. And then Men Like You is another song that is, I've had a great kind of therapeutic old time in rehearsals.
Okay, amazing. We'll keep an eye out for those.
So people connect. Yeah.
As an Irishman, I don't think I can let you go without mentioning the fact that you were spotted in Super Value in Cork a while back.
Oh,
and Paul were buying snacks and the picture went everywhere. I have to ask the question, have you got a favorite Irish snack?
I love a tato. Yeah, okay. I must say, I was really thrilled when I was introduced.
Okay, well, if your label are listening, is there a particular flavor you love the most?
Honestly, no. Anything that gets brought into the car, I will eat.
Okay, well, you heard it here first. Shower Gracie with potatoes. That's the deal. Listen,
yes, please.
We cannot wait to listen to the record. I cannot wait to see you live again.
Thank you, David. So nice to speak with you.
Thank you so much.
All right. I'll talk to you soon.
Talk to you soon.
Have a great rest of your day.
You too. Bye.
Dave Moore on Today FM.
Hello, it's Today FM's Claire Beck. One of my favourite things about festivals is those moments you never really plan. You head off to catch one act, bump into people you haven't seen in ages, get chatting to someone new about the band you've just discovered, and before you know it, you've found your spot for the day. If you're heading to All Together Now, make sure one of those spots is the Heineken Garden. It's the perfect place to regroup with your mates, soak up the atmosphere, and maybe even make a few new festival friends along the way. While you're there, you can try three brand new Heineken flavours that you won't find anywhere else. It's the perfect way to discover something a little different while you're taking a break between sets. Have an amazing weekend, and if you're looking for me, there's a good chance you'll find me somewhere near the music. Visit Heineken Ireland on Instagram to find out more. Over 18s only, drink responsibly. Get the facts, be drink aware. Visit drinkaware.ie. Now, enjoy your podcast.